You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's do it, everybody. Patreon time. Take it away, Indeed. Ben.
So we're going to go over a few posts from Jonathan Gwynn, who last week revealed that he was the art director on the canceled video game tie-in for the canceled Justice League movie, Justice League Mortal, to be directed by George, in the works way back in 2007. And some of this concept art I had seen before, probably like unofficially or leaked out. But now it's kind of been more officially released. I mean, it was released by the man himself. So wrote on his ArtStation site saying, I was the art director and a main level artist on this game, which was built to coincide with the Justice League movie by George Miller. The movie was eventually canceled along with the game, which is unfortunate since it was fairly far along in development. And he's got all the different evidence to show that here. So the public is going to get a little bit of our mini deep dive into this video game. It is not long enough of a deep dive to be a full episode because we just only have, you know, just this right now of it. But
this is part of our Patreon preview, right?
Yes. So indeed, it's enough to do a mini deep dive for the public and sort of preview for the Patreon where we're going to go a little bit deeper into this. So one thing that's important to note, because I'm sure some people are looking at this being like, oh, sweet, Batman, Superman, Mongol. Ryan Unicombe, he's an Australian filmmaker. He was working on a documentary about Justice League Mortal. He confirmed that these designs and the characters do not reflect what was in the movie or the plot of the movie. So Mongol is here. Mongol was not in the script written by Kieran and Michelle Maroney. There's a lot of characters in this video game who are not in the script. The video game tie-ins, let's remember, this is in times where continuity was less of a thing. Like, they didn't necessarily reflect what was exactly in the movies in terms of the lineup.
So this is was this a fighting game or what was this?
I'm not sure, but I would think it was, from what it looks like, it almost seems like it might have been kind of like a precursor to Injustice in some ways, because it seems like they said that this is a selection screen of the characters you could be, I think.
Okay,
I could be wrong.
Just three. I wonder what.
Well, so far, this is just for the slide.
Oh yeah. What's Mongol still has not showed up in Injustice actually, so this would have been interesting.
Yeah. So we got a very traditional looking Batman and Superman. Superman face wise kind of looks like Brandon Routh to me, even though he wasn't the one in the movie, but that's kind of cool to see. So we got Superman, Batman, and Mongol. And then the next slide, we have what's called Shade Batman, where his symbol lights up along with some white eyes. And then in the middle here is someone who I thought was Talia, who is in the movie, but it was actually identified by Gwynn as Lady Shiva. And then on the right, of course, is Wonder Woman. So again, these are all selection screen stuff. It's organized. These are organized by Dan, so this is a little different from how it's organized on the site, where it's kind of all over the place. But these are the characters involved. We got another Lady Shiva on the left, Solomon Grundy in the middle, and this one on the right, that is General Zod.
Wild. So,
this is probably based off of the weird post-crisis General Zod, who wasn't really a Kryptonian type of thing, but had this type of armor. So this is comic book based. It's just not the type of Zod that we're used to seeing, and obviously not the type of, you know, Zod who took off in pop culture. So that's would have been their Zod though for this. And some of the other villains, we got Bane, we got not Bizarro but Batzarro, in the center. He's the bizarro version of Batman is here. And we also got Bizarro Clark Kent, of course, the traditional Bizarro, who we're going to see as well in this other slide here. So we got traditional Bizarro with the backwards S on the left. And then in the middle here, these are identified as both Professor Zoom and the Reverse Flash. I'm guessing this is Eobard Thawne and Hunter Zolomon over here. But
so, yeah, with all these characters, cool. This is seeming a lot more like a fighting game now, for sure.
Yeah. But that's why I'm just like, this seems like this is like Injustice before it became Injustice, mm-hmm. from what I can see here. And then we got the Hal Jordan Green Lantern. And then this is really cool. This is Batman, but in the style of the comic Justice from designed by Alex Ross, where his suit is reminiscent of the 1966 Batmobile. You can see the insignia in red that was on the Batmobile, and just the red in general that was on there. But that is from a comic. So pretty cool.
Yeah, the 66 bat symbol. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Again, these are designs just for the video game. This does not reflect what is in the movie. We'll save that for the Patreon stuff. But they also have environments here. So this is the planet Zamaron, which I looked this up because I'm just like, okay, this has got to be comic book based. This
Brainiac,
is the home,
right?
The home planet of Star Sapphire Corps.
Oh shit! Okay. Yeah. Our entire planet is purple.
I guess it makes sense. It fits with the Star Sapphire type of coloring. So this is another look at Zamaron. And then over here, we got Coast City Mall. So Coast City being the hometown of Hal Jordan, the Green Lantern in the game, at least. Though not the Green Lantern in the movie. And it looks like they have their own comic book shop, too. So that's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's cool.
Then we have the Flash Museum. We've got Batman in the Flash Museum. Pretty cool. You can see the comic book covers. We got the Flash Rebirth cover.
This is one stage I'd like to be in Injustice. I don't think they've ever had a Flash Museum stage in Injustice, which I think would really be fun.
That would be, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you came to fight. If you're the Flash, you get to fight like Captain Cold or the Rogues or Reverse Flash in this type of thing. Would be really cool if that was what they were planning for this video game. So mm-hmm. really cool environment. We got the Rogues here as well. So from left to right, that's Captain Cold, the Weather Wizard, the Trickster, Captain Boomerang, Heatwave, and Mirror Master on the right. And let's see, another shot here where it looks like we got Jay Garrick's stuff in the background and some Kid Flash stuff as well. So pretty cool.
Nice.
More Flash Museum. Yeah.
I definitely would have bought this.
Yeah, this would have been awesome. And then, of course, last but not least, Gotham City itself in this environment.
Okay. This is like,
it's not quite Arkham.
It doesn't look like a fighting game kind of in that one shot with Batman, but maybe that's just that one screenshot. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like if they had like a adventure style Uncharted type of game with all these characters, that would have been really sweet.
Yeah. Like you said, this feels less like this just feels like, okay, Batman, it's like an Arkham level. Batman's about to go in and see, you know, the next level, see who's got to fight inside the building and grapple onto a gargoyle, like that type of stuff.
And this gauge at the top left, the life gauges and shit, this mm-hmm. looks a little bit not like a fighting game. I mean, they kind of change from game to game all the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I should have done more research before we record. This is very interesting. There's those movies you wish they made, and there's the games you wish they made. And I wish they would have made this, but they're never mm-hmm. going to, because that's like so much fucking money and time. They'll probably make a version. They'll take some elements maybe from this into a newer game, but mm-hmm. they're too busy making Suicide Squad games.
Yes.
Anyway, moving on.
See more Gotham City environments here. So again, all this stuff now makes it seem less like, okay, this is a fighting environment, and more of just like, all right, you just explore Gotham City at some point. There's a lot of the like entrance into Wayne Enterprises or Wayne Industries, as it says here. So this is the door to Wayne Industries. And then you can see another door into Wayne Industries where it looks like Batman's got to fight off a bunch of like robot looking guys. These could be, I mean, if we're going off of the the script. It could be the OMAX, but again, the script isn't necessarily going to give us that much information on the video game.
So this is looking like, at least from this screenshot, like it's not a fighting game, but it's a beat 'em up, which, if you don't know, it's like fighting games are like one-on-one. Sometimes they're tagged like 3-on-3 or whatever, and generally 2D. Well, I guess there's 3D ones, but anyway, beat 'em up is more like Streets of Rage, you know, like, or Final Fight or whatever. Like, you beat up like a shit ton of people and progress through a stage instead of like having rounds and shit, like Street Fighter. So this kind of looks like a beat 'em up, actually, which is interesting. I you know, there was a Superman beat 'em up from Blizzard in the 90s too. People say that's the best Superman game, but it's kind of cool. It's kind of interesting, like, to have a, to see, it would have been kind of interesting to see like a Justice League beat 'em up game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could have been this. So
yeah,
this is what we got for basically what we got so far of Justice League Mortal. And it's kind of a cool glimpse into all this. But for behind the paywall for Patreon, we will be diving into more of the differences between this and the canceled movie, along with a deeper dive into this week's subject, which is Ilya Salkind's Superman 3 treatment, which featured Lana Lang, Brainiac, Supergirl, and Mr. Mixia Spitlick, who was rendered at some point by our Patreon patron, Logan Wood, with Michael Rooker as Mr. Mixia Spitlick. So,
hell yeah. I'm Mr. Mixia Spitlick, y'all. Dude, let's do it. Gun, come on, man.
Yes.
Thank you, Shane. Shane Helms, by the way.
All Where's right, McGurk? So amazing. Oh, thank you, Logan, for this. But
yes, thank you.
Yeah, we will be diving a little bit more into this behind the paywall. So see you guys there.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.